Welcome to Land Academy. This is the Cash Flow from Land Show, where we show you how to buy unwanted vacant land and sell it for more on the internet. I'm Steve Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We are your hosts. With over 15,000 completed transactions, we are the experts in this niche land flipping business.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com. All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella for Land Academy. Welcome to our Cash Flow from Land show. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the three rules of real estate. The age-old truth that's been around since as old as dirt. Great show today, Jill. Let's take a question first, though, posted by one of our members on successplant.com, our free online community.
Okay. Brandon wrote, I'm just about done with my first deal.
Yeah.
I was really nervous it wouldn't sell. It was 4.64 acres, $1,500 in after back taxes. It didn't have great access. So I just doubled my money and posted it on Craigslist and Postlets. So that puts it all over. The buyer wanted title insurance. So I've been not so patiently waiting for it to close for a few weeks now. So in the last few weeks, I upped my price on Zillow and Craigslist just to see. Wink, wink. My phone has been blowing up. I could have easily made probably three times as much if I hadn't been so worried about not selling. Already working on my new list in the area to get properties I skipped over. I've got a ton of buyers now. Like I said, you can't be greedy. That was his title. Follow Jack's advice, doubled my money. Isn't that funny?
So, you know, that's just a picture perfect, beautiful story.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what do you usually do, Jill? We double it and that's it and then collect buyers. So what the takeaway from this, I think, is leave it up there until the deal's closed.
Mm-hmm.
That's not hurting anything. A property, it's technically under contract, quote unquote.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's anything wrong with leaving it up there for as long as you possibly can. Every real estate agent on the planet keeps the real estate sign in the ground as long as they can, even after the deal's done.
I think Brandon pointed out another good point also, which is don't be greedy. I doubled my money, get out. You know, it's easy to say, oh, I should have hung out for more. Oh, I did that wrong. I mean, we've laughed about that in some of our weekly member calls. One guy said, oh, I did it all wrong. And then we all did the math together and he made 90% profit. We're like, oh, really? That's doing it all wrong.
I remember that kind of thing.
And we all had recent. To kind of, you know, reel him back in and go, think about this now. And he's like, yeah, you're right. So, get in, get out. It's, you're doing great. Yeah. I think you did everything right.
I do too. And I think you wrote a, that's what success plan's for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, half of it's motivation. And mm-hmm. half of it's getting stuff answered. He didn't really have a question in that.
Mm-hmm.
But he just said, hey, you know, keep it up. Keep it posted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And he did the textbook thing that we say. If you're collecting buyers in one area, work one area. Mm-hmm. And just keep mailing it.
Right.
You know, keep doing deal after deal after deal. And then start up another one.
Mm-hmm.
Start up another area, I mean.
Mm-hmm. I love it.
So if you have a question or you want to be on the show, call 800-725-8816. Today's topic, one of my favorites actually, the three rules of real estate, the age-old truth. So when I was very young, I had a boss slash mentor, and he said, like, I think everyone's heard this, you know, this phrase that for the first time in their lives, what are the three rules of real estate? And, you know, it's location, location, location. So, you know, we talked about this yesterday a little bit, but the topic for today is a little bit, well, it's very different. It's very, very important, like we talked about yesterday, to stay on track, to keep the acquisition machine flowing. So even if somebody says, hey, I got this great hotel over here, you really should take a look at it. I know you're a real estate investor. As tempting as it is, you just have to stay on track to buy and sell land and learn and push through it. And if you want to expand it into something else, that's fine, but make sure that other stuff's getting done, paying the bills and the whole deal. So, but here's the real point to this whole show. And with this episode, location, 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 what does that really mean? It means it's incredibly important to do deals in the right location. So let's say you want to buy an infill lot in a place like Manhattan Beach, California. We'll just use it again. Manhattan Beach is a sleepy...
Keeps coming up.
It's a cool little town right up... It's a suburb of Los Angeles. And it's a great little place. I mean, it's very, very, very expensive. And I bring it up because it's so diametrically different than what we do. You know, a 0.02 acre infill lot where you would put, you know, maybe 2-3 story house. It's expensive. It's over $1 million. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very different than what we do. So... But let's say you, that's the kind of real estate you want. You want to start a machine that buys beach community info lots. What do? You get data to doorstep. You look at the data, the way that we teach in our programs, and you start sending letters. Do you send letters for $500? No. You send letters. If the properties are worth about $1 million, each info lot, you send as many letters as you can based on the data that you pull. We show you exactly how to do it for $700,000. And then you either build your dream house on it. Some people do use the data that way. Or you find somebody long before you even send the mailer out or price it or get the data or anything. You find somebody who's in the business of building houses or whatever it is on these types of lots. And then you become that guy's acquisition person. So you buy it for $700,000. I'll just throw some numbers out. You know it's worth $1 million. This guy's probably very willing to pay $800,000. Send a few mailers out for $700,000. Mark it up $20,000, $30,000, $40,000, $50,000. And now the guy's got a smoking deal. He's going to beg you for the rest of his life to keep doing it. Location, location, location. You can do this in Manhattan, New York. For skyscrapers, it works. I used to do it for long-term care facilities a long, long time ago as a broker. Make offers all the time, you know, and it just gets the conversation started on those huge assets like that. So this whole show, Jill, was kind of started. The idea for me to do this show came from the fact that I get my whole career, and I'm sure it's happened to a lot of members. The people who are unfamiliar with the fact that there's a lot of rural land out there, mm-hmm. You know, you can hear it now. They say, what the heck are you going to buy that for out there?
Right.
It's not worth anything. Well, yes, it is. It's worth more than you pay it, I tell you that. Exactly. Or you don't buy it.
Exactly.
So my point to you is then, whoever says that, well, great. Then go do it where you think it's going to be worth it.
Mm-hmm.
Because everybody's got an opinion about that.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. What if you just want to do cabin property or lake property, yeah, or whatever it is?
Yeah.
Whatever
vacation
whatever
property
sings to you, you know?
Maybe, yeah, you want to buy your next house.
Yeah, maybe it's a condo. I don't know. It all works. It's all the same strategies and data and everything. It's just pick it and do it.
Jill and I have a close friend who she's a teacher. And she does a primary residence real estate deal about once every 4 years, I'm guessing, 4 or 5 years. She'll buy the house. She and her husband clean it all up while they're living in it and going about their regular lives. And then they put it up for sale and they price it so they fully expect it's going to take a year to sell. Mm-hmm. And it does. It takes a year.
Mm-hmm.
But they get their price. They make a ton of money and they do the next one.
Mm-hmm.
She said that's their savings account. That's their way to like save for retirement.
Right.
They don't, except for the money that it takes to get into the next one, they keep all the rest and I think it's a great plan.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's the thing I love about this business. There's so many things that you can do. It's really never ending. You know, I know that there's people that have found us because of the land thing, and then they've gone off and used it for all different other types of real estate. You know, and I never get bored. You know, there's just so much going on.
Exactly.
I agree.
Hey, this is the technical two. 2 minutes of property investment advice from our 15-year, 15,000 transaction experience. Data to doorstep, our product, which is a fancy word for saying send a lot of offers in the mail to people who own real estate, works for every single property type, every single one. Can you think of any property type, Jill, that doesn't work? I can't.
Nothing. No, it really does. Nothing.
I mean, we've been talking about it all show.
Mm-hmm.
It works for office buildings, it works for apartment buildings, it works for assisted living facilities, it works for your next primary residence, vacation property, land
hotel,
like we use it, hotels, great.
Oh.
So it's the concept that needs to be grasped, I think. Mm-hmm. If you get a database, manipulate the data, and get it in the mail properly and respectfully with offers, not postcards and all the silly stuff you hear. Mm-hmm. Offers. Respectful business letter offers. We show you exactly how to do it. You're going to win.
Mm-hmm. That's it. You're strategic about it. And that's what I love. It's not just a sending a blanket, you know, like putting a flyer in the grocery store or something silly, you know, or driving around with a banner on your car. You know, people do that. What's the thing that they call that they put them in the ground?
Bandit sign.
That's it. Oh my gosh. I can't think of a better time waster than answering the phone from a bandit sign, because every person's going to call you and want to talk about it, and they have no idea what you're willing to pay,
what it's worth.
Exactly. They think this is going to, it's just going to waste so much time.
Exactly.
So, and that's what I love about, that's the whole thing of data to doorstep, I think, is let's do this smart, everybody, get the right data. Jack shows us how, scrub it down, get them out, get the right offers to the right people, and let those 5, 10, whatever percent that are thinking about it call you. They know where you are.
Or sign it and mail it back.
Right. Even. Yeah, they might even just say, I'm in, or they at least know your range, and they're going to call you back and say, all right, tell me more.
Mm-hmm.
Who are you? What's going on? There you go.
I love what we do for a living.
Me too. It's awesome. Yep.
Hey, if you want to be on our show or you want us to answer your questions, call 800-725-8816. Please be not boring.
Not you.
Jill, Jill, inspire us.
So to keep with this topic, because I thought it was funny when you said the age-old real estate truth. I'm like, all right, I'm thinking of some age-old real estate stuff. And you know what I want to say? Let's get with the times, folks. It is not 1970. Should we really be going door to door in the neighborhood we want to buy a house? Is that good use of our time?
Somebody do that?
Oh my gosh, yes. They still do?
Oh, that's what this driving for dollars business is.
Yes, they do.
We haven't disrespected driving for dollars in quite some time.
No, it's been quite a while.
You want to take a shot at it? At it right now?
I'm just saying it's not 1970.
I love your disdain for driving for dollars. I love it.
Because it's such a waste of time. Why would I go out? Not to mention, if there's a property that's sitting there in an awesome neighborhood that has been boarded up and sitting vacant for 2 years, do you really think that you're the first person that's rolled up on that and said, I see a gold mine? No, there's some problem going on there, everybody. You should run from that property. There's obviously a reason why, because the neighbors would have bought it if it was something good.
You've already thought about it too much just from what you just said right there. Not you, but if you've already had that thought, that property down the street's all, the porch is falling off, you've spent too much time on it.
Mm-hmm.
You should put all your energy into scrubbing data, getting offers out, and then letting them decide. Mm-hmm. Let the seller decide whether they want to sell it, not you.
There's a 2016 way of finding people, and it is using your resources, i.e. data, good data, not spending a whole lot of time on this. Do a mail merge, get a good letter, and have a printer pop it in the mail for you, not you. Don't have your family sitting around the table licking stamps.
Exactly,
Jill. That's an old one, too. Let's all do this right.
It's going to cost you way more money.
Yeah.
I've done all the math a million times. If anybody's licking stamps or buying envelopes, you're doing it wrong.
Mm-hmm.
If you use economies of scale, you can do it for the price of a stamp or lower than a price of a stamp.
Mm-hmm.
So using a commercial printer, and the correct commercial printer, not one that prints catalogs. So.
Well, and I've said this to people. I said, all right, I hear you. You're handwriting these letters, and this is great. I'm like, okay, so this sounds to me like a hobby. It doesn't sound like a business. Because if you think you're going to handwrite 10,000 letters next week, I got another thing coming. It's not going to work.
That's right.
So that's a hobby.
That's a great point.
Congratulations, you have a hobby.
And that's fine. If you want to do, that's fine. You don't want to cook a couple deals a year, like our friend that we just described, one deal every 4 years. That's fine. But
you're going to get serious about it. Better things to do than handwriting 40 letters a week.
I don't know where that. I mean, that's for some people that's fine, but I just don't. I don't know how that gets disconnected. Like, why wouldn't you just take some advice from somebody like us? It doesn't have to be us, but somebody like us.
Mm-hmm.
Who's got it all figured out.
Exactly.
You know, you want to be a deal maker. That's what I keep saying. You want to be on the phone making deals and putting stuff together and directing people. You don't want to be a secretary.
Mm-hmm. And you're not going to get a deal like, I don't know, but the handwriting letter things, that's a whole other thing now too that I don't like. Jill doesn't like driving for dollars. She doesn't like handwriting letters. I mean, this is a business, folks. Let's do this.
There you go, Jill.
Thank you.
Business. Take it seriously.
It's business. And it's 2016.
Bandit signs and all that stuff in the postcards. It just seems like such an afterthought. Mm-hmm. It just seems like it's all slapped together. Usually they're handwritten. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, it's hard to take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me.
And inspiration, that's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth, not by handwriting a letter, and sell it immediately.
Send a bunch of offers out and get there first. Good show, Jill. Good inspirational stuff, 1970. I love it.
I didn't realize. Maybe that's the source of all my frustration. I feel like, seriously, the driving for dollars is so old. This is so old. I don't understand why people can't, you know?
Yeah.
And you and I have sat through real estate classes, so we know all that stuff. And I remember sitting there going, what are they talking about?
Jill and I, at separate points in our lives, took real estate. We both went to real estate school. We never got licensed. And she, you know, I highly recommend that anybody go to real estate school. It's between $300 and $500. Even if you don't want to take the test and you don't want to be an agent, because, man, you learn a lot of stuff.
You really do.
You know, for how much education costs. Mm-hmm. You know, for college degree and things like that, for right. $300 to $500 for how, I don't know, what is it, like 80 hours maybe?
I think it's 90 in here in Arizona.
And usually it's taught by, I'm not plugging it, I'm just, and we have no affiliation with any of this, but
usually
it's taught by people who are like in the business every day. Mm-hmm. They see the deals, they're talking about what's going on this side of town and that side of town, and it's a lot of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it's silly, but like everything's like that.
It's interesting. I sit there though and I look at how much time they spend on some of this stuff. I'm like, wow, how much money you guys could be making. It's really interesting.
Right.
So, thank you.
Yeah. Hey, Jack and Jill, information and inspiration. Now that we've talked about that, let's go buy some property.
We hold a drawing to win a free property every month. Enter to win by reviewing this show on iTunes and downloading our free ebook at landacademy.com.
If you want to get involved or you need more information about our profitable, niche real estate operation, call 480-467-0359. You just might get Jill at the other end of the line.
Landacademy.com. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.